Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
As we are in the midst of exam season, many students have exams coming up this weekend. In Japan, when taking entrance exams or other tests with important outcomes, people go to do gokaku kigan to make a prayer for success. This involves visiting a shrine to make a personal declaration of determination and asking the gods for their blessings to pass the test and achieve their goals. One shrine that many visit is Hakozaki Shrine or Hakozaki-gu in Higashi Ward, Fukuoka City, one of Japan's three major Hachiman shrines. Known as the god of protection and victory, it attracts many visitors during exam season who pray for success. Another popular spot is Suikyo Tenmangu Shrine, quietly located in the heart of Tenjin. It enshrines the deity of learning, making another destination for those seeking academic success. When praying, it's important to state your name, address, specific wish, and the name of your desired school or the exam you want to pass. After the prayer, it's customary to purchase a protective charm, the omamori, to keep with you, or to write your wish on a wooden plaque called emma and dedicate it to the shrine. Once the exams are over, the omamori should be returned to the shrine. If you pass, it's also customary to visit the shrine again to express gratitude to the gods. Praying on behalf of someone, such as family, friends, or loved ones, can also be a meaningful gesture. So, best wishes to all of this year's exam takers. May all of your hard work pay off. Good luck to you!
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Setsubun is an annual event in Japan that involves driving away misfortune, such as illness or disasters, and praying for health and happiness. A long-standing custom involves throwing beans to banish demons, with the chant, Fortune in, Demons out, or Fukuwa uchi, Oniwa soto, wishing for good fortune and protection from misfortune. At Tochoji Temple in Hakata Ward, the Setsubun Grand Festival is held every year on February 3rd. The event attracts many visitors, and the lively bean-throwing ceremony features the seven lucky gods, Otafuku, and red and blue demons. On Friday, January 24th, as part of the festival's promotion, international students living in Fukuoka will dress as the seven lucky gods and demons to perform a bean-throwing ceremony at Fukuoka City Hall. The students' performances as demons are sure to be a fun event you don't want to miss. So how about you? Do you think you'd like to experience this Japanese custom of bean throwing? For more information about the Setsubun Grand Festival on February 3rd or the bean throwing event on January 24th, please check the websites of Fukuoka City or Tochoji Temple in advance. Participating in a Setsubun event is a great way to experience Japanese culture and invite good fortune into your life. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.